Shir Hey Zion ER.
We'll see the Ran. First chalik of the Ran. But in the Hemshech HaSugis in the Dalet, we'll see the Ramban. And it's a Shlomet to the Ran. מפני שראיסי בניון הבדיקה בביטול דבורים מעורובים ראיסי לפר שם יופי יופי הרי שאומרותיירו בים הראשון תשביסו סאו מבתיך ואמרים הם בגמורד מדייריסי בביטול בעל מסג זה בגמורד דף דלת מדייריסי בביטול בעל מסג Zog deran, venafkelon, and we learn out bitul, medichsiv tashbisu, veloiksiv tevar hoi tisref, keinyan shapiresh ba'avilas kichovi, hashcheis, seroif, kale, kedivri rashi. So the first pshat deran says, how we know that bitul helps? It says, be'emorishon tashbisu sa'or miboteichem, it doesn't say tevaru sa'ir mi boteiche. It doesn't say tisrefu sa'ir mi boteiche. It says tashbisu. It's a leicht delosh. So the mele is mashma that ashbose beleiv is also ashbose. So this is the first mekoir that bitul helps. Velefichoch tirgem unkelus. Unkelus also learn like that. Tashbisu tevatlu. So the first pshat it's Rashi and the Unkelus that we learn at bitul from the word tashbisu. You write tashbisu could really mean burning. But zog deran in Rashi, if the Teir would want to burn, the Teir would write a strong loshen tevaru tashchisu. While the Teir writes one of these loshenes tashbisu. Not a strong lotion. Hashem means tashbisu, bitu. He also means biru. Like the Ran started in the beginning. V'yochel yiskayem oy bebdike oy bebitu. But why I know that the Torah means also bitu? Because the Torah didn't write a strong word. So vite that the Elike Unkelus upteich the words tashbisu and tevatlu. You have to understand, it's a little bit scary because the Unkelus takes the word of the Torah, someone reads Unkelus, Tevatl. The Maizah, the Ran said, it's also Bidul and also burning. Unkelus is Pirush Amilas, Tevatl. The Maizah is also Tisrafu. But while, Mufid Ran Echot Mishtei Drochim. I don't know, the Ran says that it's Echot Mishtei Drochim, right? The Ran started, there's two ways to explain what is the mitzvah of the Torah of Kiyum Tashbisu. This is the Rana Dibur HaMaschil Shem O'Toymar Ein Lo Min HaTeire Elo Bitul Ve'ein Lebdike Ve'Biur Chomes Min HaTeire Klal Yevshar Lo Imak Mikol Mokoyim, the first pshat is that the word Tashbisu while it doesn't say Tevaru Inami the Rana has a second pshat Nafkelo Medichsiv Lo Yiroel Lecho Kedivre Rabbiseinu HaTzorfatim Klal Teis Fudir When you read the Ran quickly, it's mashma. The first pshat is medayek that we learn out bitul from the word tashbisu, and it doesn't say tevaru, tashchisu, sroif, kale, hashches. So it's mashma that bitul is good. This is Rashi and Avdalen. Ukedivri ha'unkelus tashbisu tevatlu. Ina mikedivri Rabbi Seinu HaTzorfatim. What is Rabbi Seinu HaTzorfatim? Rabbi Seinu HaTzorfatim are printed in the Avdalen Amud Beis. So be'ashkofa rishoino, it's mashma that the Ran means to mention the Teisves. The Teisves in the Avdalen Amud Beis said that if you mevatel chometz, you're not over baliroe. Why you're not over baliroe? Because it says, Lo Yiroe Lecho, Shelcho Yato Roye. אבל אתה רואה של אחרים. And if you mevatel it becomes hefker, and bemeile it's not yours. Shalchoya אתה רואה, אבל אתה רואה של אחרים. So it's mashma that if you mevatel it, you're not over. These are the words of Tesis and Avdal and Mudbez. Roy Mary, the Bamaster Medei Reise. The Medei Reise will be the Bal Messiah in the Maharashi, but then Avi Efka, the Yotsum in Shusoi, Umuto, Kidoma, the Kamola, but at Roya Shel Achayim Shel Gavoya. So some people that learn quickly, the Ran also mentioned the Tesis. Chas Visholem. The Ran doesn't mean that Tesis. I don't know who is in charge of the brackets that is Mitzayah, the Tesis, and the Avdal and Mudbez. Chas Visholem. Tesis learns, we have to remember that, because these are the Yesodis later in the Sugis. Bitul is not a mitzvah of Tashbisu. Tashbisu is only burden. Lefi Tesis, Bitul is Hefker, is a way out. I was mafkirit, it's not mine. B'meila, I'm not oiver. It's like a heter mechire. I sold it to the goy, I'm also not oiver. Shelchoi atoroye, ava toroye shelachayim. A guy does not want to keep the mitzvahs Esef Tashbisu, has a way to skip it. He does bitu. This is the reason the Ramos says la aloche, and by us we do that in the morning, and dekas chometz, we burn the chometz, and only after that we say kol chamira vechamira. Zog the Ramos, don't say kol chamira before, because if he tastes, if you said kol chamira, it becomes hefker, and you're not mekayim tashbisu. And we want to have the mitzvah. This means by night we say, the loy chazisei with the loy biarte. Oh, but the chometz you do are we not mevatel, and the morning we burn it zog deramo, and only after that we do bitul, because if he tastes, bitul is mita mefka. The Ran is saying that I mekayim the mitzvah of tashbisu duch bitul, not like tastes. Now, how I know that tashbisu means bitul? One pshat zog deran, I know that tashbisu means bitul, and the Ran says it duch what? That it doesn't say hashches kale ba'er. So I know it's bitul. And the second thing he brings down, look at what he brings down. Tesis doesn't say that. Tesis says, bitul is hefker, b'mele it's not lecho, b'mele you're not oiver. The Ran b'vohochet tanya b'sifri. Lo yiroe lecho se'oir, batel b'libcho. The Ran means something else. The sifri darshins, lo yiroe lecho, batel b'libcho. What kind of drosha is it? Lo yiroe lecho, you're not allowed to have? How, if you don't have, you're not either. What is batel belipcho? What is the words batel belipcho? As mevuer in the Ran, in the Sifri, that the bitul, the second pshat, he doesn't mean like tesis, that you do hefker, b'mele it's not mine, b'mele I'm not over, is a kiyum of tashbisu duch bitul. Other I darshan it from tashbisu, and it doesn't say ba'er kales roif. Ina mi widash it from lo yiroel lecho, elo batel belipcho. The Torah said lo yiroel lecho, elo batel belipcho. In a second, I will explain how it goes in the drosha. Do bitul, and it will be a kiyum of tashbisu. I'm a kayim tashbisu. The hesber in a second. Oh, but before the hesber, what we see here, it says lo yiroel lecho. It's the aveire. How we dash it from the aveire, the mitzvah of tashbisu. Here we have again what Reb Nochem said. We see that the gedder of the Baliroe is not a regular Aveira, just did not have chometz, and I get rid of the chometz. Like the Gemara in the Fei says, calls Baliroe Ashbos HaSoir. Lo Yiroe Lecho, no, you have to get rid of it. How? Batel Belipcho. So the Sifri Darshans from Lo Yiroe Lecho, how Lo Yiroe Lecho? You have to do an active thing. Batel belipcho. Make sure that you don't have it. That is the mitzvah of batel belipcho. That is the kiyum of the mitzvah, batel belipcho. In a second, we'll explain it a little bit more. So be'etzem, we have to remember, we have shitas ha'tesis that we are not learning now. That means that bitul is no kiyum of tashbisu. It's a way out. We have to remember that this is shitas ha'tesis in Navdalet and shitas ha'tesis in whole masecht ha'psochim. Kiyum of Tashbisu is burning. The Fitesis is the only way to get Mitzvah Tashbisu. Bitul is a way out. It's not mine. I'm not a Hefer, but it's not a Kiyum of a Mitzvah. Mashaykel, if you're the Ran and Rashi, Tashbisu, Bitul is a Kiyum of the Mitzvah. that the Ran was explaining to us in the first shtickle, how I know that bitul is included in the words. If it tastes, I don't know. I just made hefker, but well, it's not mine. No droshes. The Fideran bitul comes with a drosha. Other hashchis kale, and it says tashbisu zog the unkelus batlum. Other psasifri lo iroel lecho elo batel. It's a kind of drosha. How the sifri darshens? We'll explain it later. But it's a drosha, and it's a kiyum of the mitzvah of tashbisu.
And you have to make a bracha.
And you make a bracha. In a second, we'll explain it more. Oh, but these are the words of the Ran. We'll see now the second shtickle of the Ran. And then with the second shtickle, I will explain also this knage of the Ran. Umau inyan bitul ze muchach bagimore gabehote amrin en aboy nekzor shiyevater de bitul midin hefkehu vehainu de maisi alehu de soifu teimim dehimiter as hefker nogubo. We're going now on the tzad that tashbisu is bitul. But what is it? Umau inyan bitul ze. Stam, the reason I know that the Ran meant in both pshotim the same, because I have a dibur hamasri, umai inyan bitul ze. If the second pshat is only a way not to be mine, as mashmir he's explaining both pshotim are the same. Bottom line of the first piece, bitul is a drosha tashbisu bitul. Now I'm coming to explain umau inyan bitul ze. Fitasis is not what to explain. It's a regular hefker, then it's not mine. And the Ran says bitul mitam hefker. Rabbi Seinu explain, again I'm saying the shir is very important, this is kmat, the yesodus of the whole masach the psoch. We have two pshatim in the Rishonim, and the Avdalet and the Vav, what is bitul? Rashi learns you mevatel the chometz and you mash ve'oisui ke'ofol, that the chometz stops to be chometz, he starts to be ground. Some of you, I'm sure, learning the sugis and Perek Sheni, the Gemara has a tzad of a person Lamazogin has a bench that is made from wheat. They have today kind of baskets that are made from wheat. The Gemara says, "Kupa se'ol sheyichdo le'yeshiva has no bali roi bali matzah." A person could take bread and decide, instead of bread, this is a piece of a cheer. Kupa se'ol sheyichdo. I'm a vatel the chometz. In my head, it's ground, it's mud, it's dust, and this is the reason I'm not able to firashi. Till the ma'aram chalavo and davov. Frag the Maram Chalav and Davov. So why am I not allowed to eat it? If I made bitul chometz lefi Rashi, so why if I'm eating it, I'm oiva bali roi bali motzah? And don't think he answers my kash is a mistake. He answers, when you eat it, you're a chayzo from the bitul. But he understood that the bitul is mafkiya the shame chometz. This is Shitas Rashi in the Rambam. Shitas Aran that we're learning now, and this is what the Ran is coming to say in these three lines, no shaykhs. I'm learning bitul mitam hefka. What means bitul mitam hefka? Not mafkir it, I'm a vatal it, ka'afr de'ar. I'm saying it's not worth nothing by me. I'm the vatal, the shavyas of the moment, Shaboy. Lefirashi and misyachas to the name bread. Ke'afra de aretz, not bread. B'meila, I'm not over bali roi bali motz. Hefker doesn't become hefker, does become hefker, no shaykhs. Could be it stays mine, could be it doesn't stay mine, no shaykhs. Lefideran, I'm mevatel my shavyas. Some person owns money. If I'm saying by me it's worth nothing, b'meila it loses the shavyas. This is the lotion of the Sifri that we mentioned, lo yiroe lecho, elo batel belipcho. Don't be machshivit that it's yours. Umitam hefker nogubo. Umayin and bitul ze mucher begemore. And now the Ran wants to bring a riot that the gather of the bitul is, now that I'm a vatel and that it's not bread, no. I'm a vatel the shavius of the moment. I'm a vatel the shavius of the moment. The shavius of the moment. I'm a vatel the shavius of the moment. There's no Shabbos of moment anymore. And b'meila it becomes like Hefka. So what I'm taking care of, not of the name of the bread, the name of the Shabbos. Zog derana, I have a raya that this is bitu, that I'm taking care of the Shabbos, and I'm mafkia the Shabbos of the moment, and not the pshat, that I'm mafkia the bread, because the Gemara brings a raya from Soifei Teinim. What is the raya? The Gemara says, Omar Rab Yudah Omar Rab, Aboidek Tzor Sheyevata. When you finish Bdike, you need to do Bitu. So the Gemara, why? When I did Bdike, well, I was Yoitz already. So the Gemara, Ilayim Mishum Pirurim. You can't find the crumbs? Pirurim Batli Me'aleim. I don't need to check for crumbs. The Ran understood, Batli Me'aleim. The Bitu Leschal Me'elof. So the Gemara, V'dil Me'e. You write that Pirurim are worth nothing. אבל כיוון דה משתמרי אגב בייסה חשיב while that's in the house and in my house I machshiv my money, my gold, my watch, I machshiv it. So the crumbs, even though they're not chashuv, but when I lock the door, all of that is important. So you're right that there are little details that are not important, but agav that my house is important, everything becomes important. So I have a raya from Sefer Teinim. Sefer Teinim, the Gemara says it's hefka. Even that the owner of the Sada, you're right that he doesn't need the Sefer Teinim, the little Shvache Teinim dates. Oh, but he has Choshev fruits inside. And he's Machshiv it. And we don't say, Val is Machshiv one thing, he's Machshiv the other thing. This is the Raya of the Ran. Shailas, what is the Raya? The only Gemara had a tzad that it's Batli Me'aleim and it's not Choshev. Maybe it's Choshev Agav the house. The Gemara brings a Raya from Sefer Teinim that it's not Choshev, that we don't say Choshev Agav the house. But what is the raya that bitul is mitam hefka? So the Mefoshim explain like this. If you learn that bitul means that it's not bread, why? It's not choshuv. So the crumbs, by people, crumbs are dust. Well, maybe not. In the house, maybe it's not dust. So well, we see from Sefer Teinim that even that the soda is very important, but the things that he doesn't need, he's mafkin. Yeah, you're right. What he doesn't need is mafkir. But maybe when something, to make something to be like dust, in his house nothing is dust. Dust is not. That's hefkir, he doesn't need the crumbs. But to say that they're mamish butter like dust? And if the Gemara is medamet to say that the aimim, the Ran understood that it has to be the same lumbus. So the vote is that the Pirurim don't have no chashivas momen and they become hefkir me'aleim. And this is what the Gemara is medamet to say for Teinim that also don't have no chashivas momen and be made at the bottom me'aleim. This is the tzushtal of the Gemara. Rashi will learn taget that einachanami sefer the perurim are not working mitzad that it's not bread. Perurim work mitzad hefka. Mikol Mokoyim, the Ran learns that Bitul is mitam hefker, that I'm not machshiv the moment. And now the Ran asks on himself three questions. The first question. So, b'gmor ha'amrin el mevatre b'liboy, u'bevadar yan hefker b'moymer hefker b'liboy lo'y me'ani. The dvorim shebelev einam dvorim. And third question, the man the Omar Osim and the Dorim Alib and Rabbi Yosi the Efker Kematone Mamatone Ad Osi Bushu Zoiche Leinafke Meshusa. When you mafke something, it's yours. People have a right to take it. Or but the Meis is Bariro and Lecho. Or Chanami Befker but came and she came with Chomus Rabbi Yosi Chemani Medin Efker. But the Osi Bushu Zoiche. Three questions. It's not the Loshen Efker. Why it's Chal Belev? And if Rabbi Yosi the Efker Kematone Ad Osi Bushu Zoiche. Elo einu taime, and for the Ran and the third shtickle, mishum dehan de nehi, the my dehavir b'shusa dehine shlimotzi mafkir lei, ki ay gavne, and this is the hard Ran. Chometz shayni, lefi she'eino y b'rshusa y shalotom, elo she'aso ha'kosuv ki ilu b'rshusa y, ומשום הוכי בגילדייטה בעמד אלוי ניחלי דלהם יזכוסה בגבי כלל סגי. This is the Ran. That is the next piece, Chometz Yadua. I don't know if we're managing to learn it now. We've been learning it. So what is the answer of the Ran? He asked the Kasha. Bitu, we explain, it's not that it's not bread, it's not moment. And the melech becomes Efka. So there are three questions. It's not the right lotion. How it works belev? Vos mit Rav Yosi? What is the answer? Elohai nu taimim mishum de nehide my dad of shuse de inish lo yotzi mafkelei ki ay gam mechom et shayni lefi she'eino y birsuse shalodo elo she'aso ha'kosuv ki ilu birsuse ומשומחי בגלדאי דבעל מדלוי ניחר וסחוסה וגבי כלל סג ביטולוס מטעם הפקר very schwer doesn't work, it's not the right lotion of הפקר, it's slave פוס מתרבי יויסי, זה answer אבל שתי דבורים אינו ברשוסה ועשו הקוסף גילו ברשוסה בגילי בעל מבעל סג what is the פשט in the run? We have in רבי סיינו two פשוטים Both of them are very shver. But again, we'll have the tzura sador. The first hesber, the nesivus and mokor chaim, want to be masbir. Avada doesn't help. Aber beemes, the gemara says in davor that chometz is isura anoe and it's hefker. And bemele lechura, I don't have to be oivu bali roe bali motze. Elo asor akosuf kiilu birshusre. So you know what is bitul, Avrum? You know what is bitul? I'm moisel moidoe, Hashem, please don't put it in my rishus. Be'etzem chometz is isur anoe, and eno shaloi, and I'm not oivu baliro. No, boss, Hashem pushed it in. I said, Hashem, please don't. So what is bitul? Please don't. Bitul is not a chaloi sefker. Be'etzem it's isur anoe. And be'etzim, I don't have to be over because it's einu shaloi. No, I saw a kosu birshu, sorry. Begiloi das, please don't put it in.
Why is einu shaloi just
called? So I know. That is one of the children. Kaddish be so I know. Look at this.
That's answer.
Yeah? This is the way the Mekor Chaim learned. What is Shver on the Mekor Chaim? If you learn him Kipshuta. The first kasha is. So the feed that Bitul is not a chalois, it's a message to Hashem. A tefile, a bakosha, a tchine. Fregen de achroinim. The Ran says later, and the new Ran, and his Vahodor is in Chesamut base. He brings a balayitu. If a person doesn't want to do bitul, he wants to send a shliach. It's very nagah. A lot of people, you know, they don't have a husband. So they send their son to go to the rav to sell the chometz. Say that. What's with the bitul? You could send a shliach to do bitul or not? The Ran says you can't send a shliach. Like you can't send a shliach to be mafkir your nechosim. I'm not sending a shliach. That's a message. It's not a chalois. And the Ran says, the reason you cannot send a shliach, that I said before that bitul is mitam hefker. If it's not mitam hefker, it's only messages, you could send a shliach. The cost of a rabbi and the other cholkim, they came on the bitul mitiras hefker nagibo. Shliach bad eloi mehani. Sharim od mar odar lechaveiroi hefker lechosai. Shaker ein bekach klum. If you would say fakel, val bitul is messages, I have to give the message. You can't give the message. He doesn't say that. He says, you know why bitul doesn't help a shliach? Well, I said that bitul is mitam shefker. And the hefker, you can't send the shliach. Come hefker. Ari lefid is teir is no shaychis the hefker. I give a message, and Hashem doesn't give it to me, right? Who does the hefker? Hashem or myself? Hashem. Isur ano, Hashem doesn't give me. I give a message, and I don't want to receive it. I give a message that I don't want. I give a message that I don't want. And B'mei, Hashem doesn't give it to me. We can't be mafkir. We explain it's not a lotion, it's not good. The Ran said, I can't be mafkir. It's not a lotion, it's belayv, it's not chal. So we're going now to the first hesber. So So how it works? Not mitam hefker, mitam a message. Listen what we say. The Ran explained three reasons that it's not mitam hefker. So if it's not mitam hefker, so how it works? So the Mekuchayim want to learn. I give a message and Hashem doesn't give it to me. Frey da achroinim one kasha from Davches. Second kasha, frey da Rebel Cholom and koivet shiurim ois ches. The Gemara says in Davov that you have to do bitul koidem azman. The achar azman you can't do bitul. Why you can't do bitul? Because ain't a birshusri. A person could only make chalois something that he owns. Something that he doesn't own, he can't make a chalois. Shtei dvorim birshusri shel odom v'asoy akosu birshusri. Chometz bepesach, uboy birshusri rabi. While after zman isuro, it's not mine. Right, and I'm over, so I can't do bitul. Frank Rebel Cholan, what is the shaykhus? I'm not doing a chalois. I'm giving a message, Hashem, I don't want it. Zog Rebel Cholan, so what you will answer me, you only could give the message before it came. After it came, it's too late. Frank, the Seletic Mora say in Chesam Mudbeis, it's too late. Don't say Eina Birshusay. Say the message is before the time, I could give the message. Hashem doesn't receive messages in the middle. Only before the Zman. He doesn't receive in the middle. Can't come in the middle of Zman. And because about. Before the Zman, he could come. You can't in the middle of the Zman to try. Doesn't work. But the Gemara doesn't say that. The Gemara doesn't say that in Hezbo. This is what is shver in the Mekor Chaim's pshat. The Prime Godim says a different pshat. You're right, it's not a good lashon. Not a good lashon. It's belayv. Aval chometz is isurei anoe. So it's a very shvache bailes. A shvache bailes is easy to kick out. A regular moment, you need a fester loshen. You can't do it with a shvacher loshen. You can't do it belev. You have to do it bepe. But something that is isur anoe, it's not really mine. Hashem made it mine. You know, it's easy to push out. It's not so connected to me. It's leicht to push out. These are the words of the Prime Godim. Frag the Welt, if this is the pshat like the Prime Godim, it's very shvel. What is shvel? Chuvah Prima Godim said good. What is shvel? Lefidah Prima Godim. So Lefidah Prima Godim, it's a regular hefka. Just a regular momentous, mamish tied to me. I need like, you know, mamish a fist in my sakinian to kick it out. Something like shvacha hanging out to me because it's shaken and it will fall away. The Ran asked the Kashi, why we do bitul, do bdika? Sorry, why we do bdike do bitul? And we answered the first week of Zman. Shema le bitlo yofe. Shema le bitlo yofe. Right? This was the Teretz of the Ram. The next thing, we were asking for Miu. We asked the Kasha for Rabbi Kiva Eger, but Dvorim she belev lo yave Dvorim. Say Areini mevatel, don't say belev. Say Areini mevatel, and b'meili you don't have a chshash, Shema le bitlo yofe. And we answered from Rabbi Kiva Eger, that Dovor she yikori belev, we don't say dvorim shebelev lo yave dvorim. If lefidah prima godim, it's a regular hefka. You're right. When it's really attached, I have to scream. When it's a little bit attached, I could say little words. But it's a regular chalois, right? So if I say I raise the hefka, even if I don't mean it, dvorim shebelev lo yave dvorim. Because it's a little bit attached, I don't have to make a real kinyan, I can just shake it and it falls, right? But if I say I raise the hefka, it's the regular. Something that is really attached to me, I could be mafkir properly. Something that is half attached, I don't have to be mafkir properly. But I could be mafkir properly. Say, I raise the hefker, I raise the bottle, say it bepe, and it'll be chal and gantz. You can't say dvorim shebelev, that dovor sheikori belev, you don't have to have, you don't say dvorim shebelev lehav dvorim. It's a regular hefker, it's not a less hefker. One kasha. Second kasha. So the feed that it's mamash a regular maisa hefka, right? So why you need a pasuk? Tashbisu, ashbose, belev, hefka. It's a new parsha of bitu. It's a regular hefka. This kash is not such a kash. It's a regular hefka, just a leichter eloshen. So the whole drosha of the sifri is for the leichter eloshen. And it's mashma, it's a naya parsha. You do a regular hefka. You don't have to do a regular hefka. It's not the only way to do it. You do hefka. It's not yours. It's not a new parsha. Here you could do hefka light. But more from that. Lefina primagodim, when the bitul is chal, when the bitul is chal lefi the prima godim, when you say it or in chatzos, Mordechai, when is chal? When you say it in chatzos lefi the prima godim. So when lefi the prima godim, when is chal? Be chatzos or when I say it? Chatzos. So the whole Ramad doesn't make sense. So I say it now and it's chal later. Lefi the makor chayim could be what I did, what I was megale bedas, I'm doing now. I will explain what I mean to say. I'm megale bedas, sometimes I was megale bedas, maybe Hashem will not give me later. You're right, maybe it's chal later, maybe now, I'm not sure. Lefine b'megodim, it's nothing. Now it's nothing. Now I can't do nothing. When it's shvach, I could do bitu. I will explain. Lefine b'kolchaim, I'm giving a message now. That when it comes, Hashem will not give it to me. But the message I give him now. I don't have to give it to him at that moment. I can speak a week before. I gave a message. There's no message. It's a chalois hefka. Just something that is mine I can't do. Something is shvach. I could do now, and it's chalele, or it's bitu, it's kolso. Now I can't do it. Now I don't have a right to do it. Now it's hanging on me. No, it'll be loose. A person can be mafkir for another hour of bichal. Efshar yeh, efshar nish. It's a big chiddush. Nothing is mentioned. The thing about Kachaim could be to Bichal now. I gave the message. But what I don't want, Hashem will not give me. I gave a message. We said too late, he doesn't want the message. He doesn't want the message in the middle of Sukkah, Pesach. He wants it before, so I gave it the week before, my bayah. But the thing about Kachaim, it's a regular hefka. No, boss. On a properly mominous, it doesn't go. On a shvachim mominous. Now it's a proper mominous. Later, to be a shvachim mominous. It's chal now, later. And gishmak. Zog de welt. Weist ois, the right way to learn the Ran. But maybe before that. Maybe before that. I say you're not convinced enough that the Prima Godin's pshat is not a good pshat. I'll give you a bombadik akasha, the Prima Godin. So what does it tell the Prima Godin? The Ran learns that Be'etzem Bitul is not a good lashon. It's lay. But something that really belongs to me, I really need to do chazak. Something that doesn't belong to me, I can do it chalash. Right? This is the way the Ran. So how you would write the Ran? Don't look inside. I'll tell you how the Ran had to say. Elo haynu taime, mishum de chometz havi yisur ha'noe, ve'eino yishaloi, ve'mele, it's easy to kick it out. Elo haynu taime, mishum de hirim haya b'rshuse, de hini shlo imotzi mafkirlei, chometz lefi she'eino b'rshuse, shlo odom ala sha'asor, ha'kosuf kilu yi b'rshuse, u'mishum ochi b'gilu da'ite. Why he has to explain ve'asor ha'kosuf b'rshuse? You're right, on them I'm not over. But the idea is that you're right that a regular hefker doesn't work, or the chomez that it's very shvach, it works. You read the Loshon of the Prima Godim, this is the way he says it. The Loshon of the Prima Godim. Came on the Yisur HaNoe, ולאב מומן גומרו, והרן כוסף מסבור הידינה, שכיוון שיסור הנוה הוא, ולאב מומן גומו, בגילוי דה, סגי. ובגודים, קאפיס דה רן. In the third line, he says, V'haran kosav, shekeimen shu yisur anoe, begilu idas, be'al mesagi. Haran says everything, chutz from that. Shekeimen shu asur akosav, b'shusur gilu, b'shusur b'meile it helps. Talk. Shekeimen shu asur be'anoe, v'lav momenu. If don't say lav momenu. שכיוון גאיגב נחומת שייני לפי שאינו ברשוס של אודם אלא שעשור הקוסוף כאילו ברשוס רוי ומשום אוכי בגלל דייט ניכלי דלס לסחוס בגבי כלל What is that about it? Chiyo, yeah? The Hezbollah is also The Ran for sure learns that Bitul is a chalois. Lefi Rashi we said it's a chalois that I'm not machshiv the bread. It's not bread. It's dust. And b'meila I'm not oivu baliroya balimotze. And lefi the Ran is a hashbosa and the din moment. And it's a chalois. And it's a chalois shechal balev. It's a chalois shekulo lev. And what is a chalois shekulo lev? This is what Rabbi Kiva Eger said, Dvorim shebelev lo yave dvorim. But when it's a chalois shekulo belev, if you lo yigom abelid boi levat lo yedev, it's not a bitu. Because it's a chalois shechal balev. It's a chalois shechal balev. The Metzir says it's a chalois shechal balev. And it's a chalois that I'm doing now. I'm looking on the chayfetz and I say I don't want to have momentik shaykhis to the chayfetz. And in the moment that I'm doing it, I'm doing it. No of us. Zok deran, and in regular hefker, that chalois doesn't work. Why? How a person could be mafkir something without a proper lotion? How a person could do it belay? The answer is HaKadosh Baruch Hu Chometz Be'etzem Ez Yisur Ha'anoy Etz Eino Sheloi Eino Birshusoi Asor HaKosu Birshusoi When Asor HaKosu Birshusoi When the person wants the Chayfetz When the person does not want the Chayfetz Ez Loi Asor Birshusoi But don't get mixed up Not when he gave a message Not Mekochai When he himself says, Ich will nicht the moment of the Chayfetz. Not he says, he does. He's mafkia from his point, the Chashivas of the Chayfetz, then, Loi also akosu birshusoi. When he is not machshiv the Chayfetz, when he looks on the Chayfetz, kemisheinoi, that Chayfetz, When will come Shasa Yisur, HaKadosh Baruch Hu lo yaseh o yisur birshusoi. So it's be'etzem something that is taken from both pshotim. It's a chalois, not a message of Hashem, I don't want it, so he doesn't give it to you. You have to make a chalois in the momenes. Just normally, in regular momenes, when you make such a chalois, it's gomished. It doesn't chal. There's no hefker. But when you make such a chalois, And a momentous, that chalois will help that when Shasa Isu will come, it will not come in Lirshusoi. So, Be'etzem, we're taking a little bit from the Mekor Chaim that it's Ke'ilu, I'm giving the message. You could give the message in middle of Zman Eichet, but you're not a Bailim, so you can't make that chalois. No one is asking you anymore if you machshiv the momentous of the Chayfetz or not. That's Eina B'shusa. Like before the Ran. Why you can't be mafkir after this man? If you taste this. Bidu mitam hefka. After I'm not a bailim, I can't be mafkir anymore. I can't make chalois after this man. So nochamu. So the tzursa the shmaisa that we have. The tzursa the shmaisa that we have the Ran. The Ran was mechadesh that bitul is tashbisu is bitul. Other from the drosha of the word tashbisu, other the word of lo'iro elecho, you have to make a hashbosa. But it's a drosha. It's not a hefker like Tesfus. It's a kiyum of the Maisa Mitzvah. Second, I'll give us a little bit of time to that. If Rashi, I was at the cure of the mitzvah is that I make it kafre, that it's not bread. If the Rishonim and the Ran, that I'm not machshiv the moment as this is the cure of the mitzvah. This is the cure of the mitzvah, that I'm, by me the moment as the chavetz of the gold nishkin chashivus. That is the cure of the mitzvah. I don't know if the feed around, if a person will make a regular Maisa Hefka, could be he's not Mikhaim the Mitzvah. There will be a way skipping around it, but will not be the Kiyum of the Mitzvah. The Mitzvah is to make a Ashbose, not on the Chomes and the Shavyas. Frek the Ran, Abaloi Motzandu Kaze Bitu, and he says, Valet Yisura Anoe, Vaso Akosu Bershusoi, the Mele it works. Valet Yisura Anoe, Vaso Akosu Bershusoi, the Mele it works. And here we said to Pshat, other the Pshat is a Gilui Das, B'meile is Lo'yaso B'rshusoy, other the Loshim Reprime Godim, Valet Yisur HaNoe B'Gilui Das, it's easy to make it. And we explain the Mamakim. It doesn't mean the Nusach Aleph Stam, Gilui Das before the Zvan, like a lot of Achoyim understood. It doesn't mean that Valet Yisur HaNoe, it's easy to get rid of it, like some Achoyim understood. It means something in between. Avada, I'm doing a chalois in the chayfetz. Not a chalois that is not bread, like Imam Chalave. A chalois that is no shavius to me. But that is not enough to be moitzi mirshusi. That is not enough to be moitzi mirshusi. You have to come to the chalik that while chomes is also ba'anoe ve'asoe ha'kosu birshusi, while chomes is also ba'anoe ve'asoe ha'kosu birshusi, B'meile, when I have this chalois that the Ran explained, B'meile, b'chai gavne, we don't say asoa akosu b'shusim. This is the tzus of the shmaise. When it's chal and maise, it will not be b'shusim. But what I did is chal now. I did, there's no shavius by me. It doesn't become efker. What it becomes? It's not kosher. What I did. I'll explain one more time because I want to start the Gemara. I want to explain. Make it very clear. If I make a regular hefka, and it can't be chal now because it's worth $1 million, it only could be chal my hefka when it's not worth nothing. This is kosher. I do it now. Now it's regular momentous. In 12 hours it's not worth money, but my maisa is kosher. I have a chiddush that will be chal later. If it's a Gilui Das, we said it's not a problem. I'm Moisel now, Moidoe. And when it comes, I don't want to get it. We explained it's a Chalois. Not because it's Yisura HaNoe, I can make that Chalois. I make a Chalois in the Chefze that is no Shavius moment Klapai. Rashi, I make a Chalois that is not bread. Here I make a Chalois that is no Shavius Klapai me. And it's Chal. Now, that himself doesn't make it Hefker yet. We should choose the tastes that it's Efkel.
It's prevented.
What that chalois will do, that will become hefki when it comes.
Then.
Right, but why I did now, not then? I'm doing now, not then.
Now, so
that, okay. Not what I'm doing now, that is now. That I'm making it that this is not choshev by me. Something that is not choshev by me, Hashem will not give me. Avada will have to know, that's Hashem, I'm saying, all of this Ran comes back, Be'ezus Hashem, when we learn the Ramban, and that Dalad Amud Beis, is a whole page in the Ramban, how Bittul works. But if you don't have the Tzuz of the Shmaisim, the Ramban is a little bit different from the Ran, And then Be'ez Hashem will see, like one of the kashas will be, all of the achronim ask, Rabbi Yossi Aglili holds, chometz is mutar ba'amot. So lefi Rabbi Yossi Aglili, that chometz affect Rabbi Kivei Eger, and the tzlach, and the Mekor Chai. Rabbi Yossi Aglili holds, chometz mutar ba'amot. So lefi Rabbi Yossi Aglili, bitul doesn't work lefi Ram. Rabbi Yossi Aglili holds, chometz is mutar ba'amot. So I'm asking you now, Lefi Deran, Lefi Rabbi Yossi Aglili, Bitul will not help? So some say, yeah, maybe Bitul will not help. Maybe Rabbi Yossi Aglili will hold that you have to do Seifa. But you can't say it. Why you can't say it? Because Deran himself asked the kasha, what's with Rabbi Yossi and the Dorim? Maybe Rabbi Yossi doesn't hope Bitul helps. With Smashna, we're trying that the Mishnah will go to Lefi everyone. So the Fidim HaKol Chaim is not a kasha. I'm just giving a message, Hashem, don't do it b'rshusi. But if we learn like the Prima Godin, that only valid is Surah Anoe, and it's leicht, it's easy to shake it away, Lefi Rabbi Yossi Aglili, it's not is Surah Anoe. So Lefi Rabbi Yossi Aglili, that it's not is Surah Anoe, what will be with the Pshat of the Ram? What will be with the Pshat of the Ram? What would be the Pshat of the Ran, Lefi Rabbi Yossi Aglili? This is what the Achroinim clear. And we will have to see if Lefi R. Hezbel, or Lefi Mekor Chaim, we will have an answer Lefi Rabbi Yossi Aglili, or we will not have an answer Lefi Rabbi Yossi Aglili. But what I want, in the Tzus of the Shmaise, we have to figure out, we have the Ran, first Chaylik, the Ran, that builds Bitam Hefker with three kashas, two regular mehalchim, what is the Avona and the Ran, Gilui Das, or the Prima Godim, the Kashas and Evi Pshat, and the answer is that it's a Nayezach. That is the Tzus of the Shmaise, what has to come out from the Ran. And then to know what is exactly the Gedel, what happens if Rabbi Yossi Aglili, that is Hashem, and the Hemshech. Then there's another Chelik in the Ran, that we're not going into, we'll just finish this Dibur HaMaschi. Umehani afilu lechometz yodua. We'll see later, it's a big machlekes rishonim. If bitul helps lechomet yodua, or bitul only helps lechomet she'eino yodua. The Ran says betur dover poshut that bitul helps even lechomet yodua. Umehani afilu lechomet yodua. Kedamrim begemore b'moitze gluski efir da'ito yalui or b'tavir ha'yishif ne'raboi v'nizgar shiyash lo isu megulgez b'tichbeisoi. The Ran brings three rayas that bitul helps even lechometz yodua. Be'ez Hashem, we'll see in the Dalet a lot of rishonim that hold that bitul does not help lechometz yodua. Mishuma, the Ran holds that bitul helps lechometz yodua. Yediyah ba'alme. A little bit more from Yediyah ba'alme. It's so important to push it here, mamish, in the middle of the Ran. We want to know what is bitul, what is bdike. Bitul is mitam hefker, loy mitam hefker. The Ran, what, now the Ran is busy in the middle of the cheshbon, yeah? All of that is a cheshbon to explain the Rashi, the Mishnah, Shalayavi, Rolo, Bali, Roy, Bali, Motze. And he explained what is bitul, and he had a kash, and he had a teretz. And you know, it also helps bitul, you do it, three rayas, and we're going weiter. The Vayu, we're just learning Tzus of the Shmaisa, we don't have a kash of it. But I'm saying the Tzuras HaDvorim in the Ran is, after he was Mechadish these Chidushim, he's coming to be Madgish that Bitu will help even on Chometz Yodua, and he brings three Rayos. But the reason why the Ran felt, it's so important now to say. The value we have to remember does the Shita Sara. Lo meik tzachon de gimor. Zog de gimor. Mai ori. Ravine omar nehegi. It means day. So Rashi learns the gimor understood in the morning. Arboso in the morning. Ravine omar leili. Kosal gedai doch man do mal negei. Negei mamish, und man do mal leile leile mamish. This means in the morning and this means in the night. Rashi says, man do mal leile mamish leger sinen, do vada leile hu mamish. Teisa says that we are goyrasit. And it's agav that we say, Nehegei mamesh, we say leile mamesh. Meisvi, aboike oir v'anoshim shulochu. Alme oir yemomeu. Alme oir yemomeu. So Rashi explained this, al-kedai doch was, v'laboike, that is called oir v'anoshim shulochu. Mixiv ha-oir boiker, ha-boiker oir ksiv, keman da-omar tzafri nahar, when the morning became light, keda Rabbi Yudha Marav, da-omar Rabbi Yudha Marav, lo-ilo mikon ezon v'chitoi, v'yeitze v'chitoi. So it's interesting to machleik es Rashi and Teisves bepshat ha-gemore. Rashi says, ha-boiker oir ksiv, hai oir, לאב שם דובו, אלא בויקר העיר ואנושים שלוחו, כמעט לא מצפר נהר, ולקוסו דרך ארץ מאחר יוסף שהמתינו עד שהעיר המזרח, כן רב יודע, אבל עיר שהוא שם דובו אין יהיה לו לילה. בחיטב היועצה לדרך יקונס ארבס בשמאל ובוידה חמה זה רחס, עד הניצה חמה וייצה ועוז טויבלוי, שהעיר טויבלוי, שנאמר בעיר כי טויבו, ומר תובוסו מפני חייס ומפני הליסטו. So it's משמע in Rashi, that a part of the answer of the Gemara is that it's not in the morning they left, but when the morning was light they left, and from that we learn that you have to leave when it's light, and then there's no animals, there's no ganovim, as the air when it's light already, when it's richa. And Tesis is mashma different. Tesis says, "V'ked Rav Yudel lo ikoy yamay de mishani ki de omar tzafre nahal." It's interesting to machleik is Rashi and Teisvus. And Rashi it's mashma that in the kasha Taka was no mocking for Achi Yosef. They left in the morning doesn't make a difference. It doesn't mean that people have to leave in the morning. When you said they left in the morning when it's light, it came to tell me that they left when it's light. And Teisvus is mashma, they left in the morning. Now stop, why the Pasuk said that they left in the morning? To learn from here that people have to leave in the morning. So it's not like Rashi. Lefi Rashi, a part of the answer to the Gemara is they left when it's light. So tell me that you have to leave when it's light. This is what Rashi says, Libra Masril, Bechitoy, Haboykeroy, this is a part of the answer of the Gemara. And Tesis is mashma, it's not a part of the answer of the Gemara. Even the I will ask you the question like this. Lafida hava min of the Gemara, when Achi Yosef left? Alois HaShachar or Netzach Abo? So when Achi Yosef left, Lafida hava min. An Alois HaShachar or Netz? Alois? The morning is called light. Morning is from Alois. We have to know, Lekol HaTirikule, Alois is morning. Tzitzis is HaTshiyakir is Chaveiroi. Morning is Alois. If you didn't have me, they left in the morning. The Gemara says, no, they didn't leave in the morning. They left when it's light. Why they left when it's light? It's dangerous to leave when it's... So the whole drosha that you have to leave when it's light is only for the answer of the Gemara that they left in the light. And Tesis is mashma that even if you don't have a amina, we have a mocker to learn that the brothers of you, that you have to leave when it's day. I'll tell you why. Tesis says one of the reasons you have to leave is because it's the mazikim. The mazikim are by night and not by day. They don't go for the color. When it's Alois, the Mazikim leave. So even if it have Amina, we learn how to live by day and not to live by night. I want Be'ez Hashem tomorrow, we have to move till Amud Beis. Again, in the middle of Amud Beis. It's Bez Hashem.
It's gone. 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 It's g